امیر کبیر خیام مولانا اوسنا خوارزمی Iranian notables, sources of global honor.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to the program. In this episode, you'll get familiar with another Iranian poet who lived in 7th and 8th centuries AH, corresponding to 13th and 14th centuries AD. He was Saif Faraghani. Saif Faraghani has been known as a leader of socio-political poetry in Farsi language. The 7th and 8th centuries AH were among the bright eras of Iran's literary history, as masters of poetry and Gnosticism like Maulana, Saadi, and Hafiz lived in that era. There is little known about the life and times of Saifuddin Abul Mahamed Muhammad Faraghani. Dr. Zabihullah Safa, who has edited his Divan or collection of poems, writes in the introduction, "Our whole information about him is restricted to the Divan of poems that has remained for us, as there is name or trace mentioned in the literary references and sources of this able poet. Although he had a high status in expression of mystic concepts and certainly has been one of the leaders of Khanqa, there is no trace of him in the Farsi books of the great figures of mysticism and Gnosticism." Dr. Safa laments, "Saifuddin Faraghani is among the professional orators whose fellow Farsi speakers managed to get acquainted with him some 7 centuries after his death. Till then, no name had been mentioned from him. For the first time, Professor Ahmad Atash from the University of Istanbul mentioned the name of Saif Faraghani. This caused late Mojtaba Minavi to provide an edition of his Divan." Dr. Zabihullah Safa continues, "The main cause of his being anonymous in the history of Farsi literature and among those who have authored the life of the Iranian poets, scholars, and mystics is that Saif Faraghani hadn't returned home after migration to Rome. He died in the era when Asia Minor was under the Ilkhanid rule and the Mongol plunder had caused poverty, distress, and chaos. Thus, this region had a weak relation with Iran. Moreover, Saif Faraghani lived and passed away in a small town called Aksari, which didn't become famous later on." Saif Faraghani was born in Farghane in Transoxiana in today's Central Asia and Afghanistan. The region is in the east of the old Sogdiana and surrounded by Hisar and Zarafshan mountains. It is not known when he left the region for the west. It is only known that he had stayed in Tabriz for a while, so it is likely that he had left Farghane as a young man. According to his poems, Dr. Zafa says, "His birth had taken place during the developments of the Mongol onslaughts and at most in the first half of the 7th century AH. The last date that he has mentioned in his poems indicates that he had been alive. It is 705 AH. Muhammad bin Ali, an author from Aksaray, in a book that he wrote in 749, names Saif Faraghani among the dead. Accordingly, it can be said that Saif lived for long and passed away at the age of 80 or 90. During his stay in Tabriz, Humam Tabrizi had communications with him and learned much from him. There is no doubt that Saif Faraghani was an Asiric Sufi, but it is not clear who was his teacher and master in the field. He has some poems in praise of the infallible progeny and imams of the Prophet of Islam. Yet, Dr. Safa maintains that he was a Hanafi Sunni Muslim. He has eulogized Imam Ali and also has poems on the injustices imposed on Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his family, relatives, and companions. The Diwan of Poetry of Saif Faraghani consists of uds, lyrics, quatrains, and comprises of 11,000 lines. It seems that he had no other work besides this Diwan. A quick look at his poetry shows that he was a skilled poet. He was among the few poets who combined art with mysticism and religious beliefs. His arts are about monotheism, panegyrics of the Prophet of Islam, didactics and criticism of turbulent circumstances and different social classes. He never employed lofty arts for praising kings and courtiers. He has just composed a few lines in praise of Azan Khan. Even in those poems, he either admonishes or mentions the miseries caused by the Ilkhanid rulers for the beleaguered people of Eastern Roman Empire. Saif Faraghani has dedicated part of his arts to sort of conversation and exchanging of views with renowned poets of his era. This was a habit since the waning years of the 6th century AH. In other words, an erudite poet was the one who could respond to his masters. Dear listeners, next time we will get familiar with another Iranian notable. God bless.